Let us pray. God of love, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. As I mentioned during the time for children, I've been listening to a lot of contemporary Christmas music this year. And one of the most beautiful modern Christmas songs was written by a man who's best known, perhaps, as being a comedian. His name is Mark Lowry. Lowry is also a musician of some note. He performed for many years with the Gaither Vocal Band. Well, in 1984, Lowry was asked to pen some words for his local church. The choir was wanting to put together a new anthem. So Lowry wrote a poem that began like this. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? A few years later, guitarist Buddy Green added a perfectly matching tune and a wonderful song was born. The beautiful song asks more and more from the same young lady. It's an excellent question. Mary, did you know? How could Mary know what was happening to her when the angel Gabriel came to her so long ago? Only Luke tells the story of Jesus' birth from Mary's point of view. The angel Gabriel is the messenger of God. He's already announced to the elderly gentleman named Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth would have a son despite her old age. Elizabeth and Mary are cousins. Now Gabriel is visiting Mary. And following Gabriel's visit to her, you may remember Mary visits Elizabeth, and the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumps at that meeting. You won't find these kinds of details in any of the other Gospels, only in Luke. And Luke begins today's story by telling us the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." And it begs the question, what does it mean exactly to be favored by God? It's an important question. Evidently, it doesn't mean that your life's going to be a bed of roses. The angel continues, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." Now, this is really interesting. Mary is not married. She's still a virgin. And yet, she's going to have a baby. Is this something she should get excited about? Most teenage girls don't get excited when they find out they're pregnant. For most of those years, Zechariah and Elizabeth had been praying to have a child. And now, here she is in advanced age. And the birth of their son, John, in their old age was literally an answer to their prayer. But I doubt that the same thing could be said for Mary. As a teenager living in her time and place, getting pregnant would have been a very dangerous proposition. And she was a teenager who was about to become an unwed mother. This would not have been good news to this teenage girl. Mary and Joseph lived in a very strict community, regulated by the religious laws and customs. In fact, Mary could have been stoned for being pregnant and unmarried. And imagine Joseph's hurt. How was she supposed to be happy about this? God has an interesting way of showing his favor in this story. Years ago, a psychologist named Thomas Holmes developed a scale for measuring stress. He assigned numerical values to events that cause stress, such as loss of a job, moving to a new city, starting a new relationship. Dr. Holmes even included Christmas on his stress list. He decided that just a normal Christmas was worth a hefty 14 stress points. Some of you understand, as you're probably up to 15 or 20 or 100 stress points at this point. Later on, a writer by the name of Bridget Coons took Dr. Holmes' scale and applied it to Mary. Holmes calculated that any pregnancy would earn at least 40 points. An unwanted pregnancy, add 20 more. A change in living conditions? Mary stayed 3 months with Elizabeth, we're told. Well, that's 25 more points. Marriage to Joseph? A whopping 50 more points. A change in her financial status? 38 points. And surely there must have been some words between Mary and Joseph when she discovered that he'd not made reservations at the inn. So throw in another 35 points for an argument with a spouse. And then the birth itself, 39 points. 16 for a change in sleeping habits, 15 for a change in eating habits. Not to mention all those uninvited guests, shepherds and angels, and the going and coming of the wise men from the east. Psychologist Thomas Holmes says that people get sick when they reach 200 stress points. Mrs. Coombs calculates that Mary's ordeal earned her a record 424 points. This, of course, does not even include the family's impending flight to Egypt after the birth. Is this what it means to be favored by God? Evidently, being favored of God does not protect you from life's bumps and bruises. The angel Gabriel, in saying that Mary was blessed by God, was not saying that God would make her way easy. Far from it. What he was saying was that Mary would be used by God. And in the long run of life, that is what blessing means. But let's get back to that question of how was this possible? Mary asked a pretty sensible question. How would this be? Mary asked. She asked the angel, since I'm a virgin. Here is how the angel answered. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her own age, and she who is said to be barren is in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible with God. Underline that last sentence in your mind. Nothing is impossible with God. I've often wondered, is it any more difficult to believe that God gave Mary a virgin birth than it is to believe that Abraham and Sarah from the Old Testament and Zechariah and Elizabeth bore children at an advanced age? Certainly Mary, in her shame, could have lied about the visit of an angel. But there was no way that Elizabeth, who was far beyond childbearing years, could make up a story about her pregnancy. It was a miracle. If Elizabeth were much younger than Zechariah, there could be another explanation. But that was not the case. It was a miracle. And Jesus' birth to Mary, that too was a miracle. If scientists were to announce tomorrow that a virgin birth had been created in the laboratory, not one of us would likely dispute it. Science can do such amazing things nowadays. Why then should we question that God, who created science and the ability to manipulate the laws of the universe, why then do we wonder how God would give a baby such a unique birth? Jesus' birth was a miracle. Nothing is impossible with God. Remember that the next time that you're in a hard place. Nothing is impossible with God. Now, there are many theologians and Bible scholars who have real difficulty with the notion of a virgin birth. For one thing, Isaiah didn't really prophesy that a virgin will conceive and bear a son. A much better translation of those words is simply young woman. So what it really said in Isaiah was a young woman will conceive and bear a son. But that's all right. It really doesn't matter to most of us how God sent Christ into the world. What matters is that he did. That, my friends, though, is what faith is all about. It's never certainty. It's faith. There can always be another explanation if we work hard enough to find it. This is so we can still be free to say yes to God or to say no. If you have difficulty with the idea of miracles, then God does not hold that against you. Many fine Christians don't believe in the virgin birth. All I'm saying today is, when it comes to God, be careful what you say is impossible. Also, be thankful. Be thankful that this young woman said yes to God. You see, Mary was free to say no to God, just as you and I are. God never forces himself on anyone. But when the angel Gabriel gave Mary the news that she would bear God's son, let me remind you how Mary replied. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Mary simply had faith. That's the message of Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel. Mary, did you know? Mary couldn't have known where this encounter with this angel was going to lead her. But today, 2,000 years later, we know that truly she was favored by God. We know that for God, nothing is impossible. And finally, we know to be thankful that this Jewish teenager was as faithful as she was. My friends, that's the key to a life that is truly blessed. Faithfulness. Amen.